Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory?
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins!
A little bit of last lap magic. What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
All right, rundown today is October 2nd. I don't have the ads. I've had Wi-Fi issues since the hurricane. I'm starting to get very frustrated. I think I fixed it. But the bottom line is, I don't want to blame people, but we got a yo-yo who set up this house, basically. So I'm in the process of getting everything together, but the printer's not working. Daniela said it's easy to set up. It's not, because I tried it. Just like whoever set up the Wi-Fi extenders in this house, it's not. So whatever. Dan, you got the ads?
Yeah.
It was Pete? I wasn't sure.
No, it's actually not a Pete. I don't think it is a Pete. It's good. Like I rented a house. Someone tries to set it up, and they set it up like shit. They didn't know what they were doing. So it's like I've been spending all day trying to get things working. I'm close, with the exception of the printer, I guess. So, anyways.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, let's start off with the big news. The Mets collapse. Really in epic fashion, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw it. I know you were watching Thrones. I like Thrones.
In the Mets last night, everybody, all I did was tweet out the after show link. Everyone's talking about I didn't watch the game and I'm on the show. I wasn't on the show.
But yeah, you have to admit that Frank tweeting Clem being like, how was the Dragons?
What was Clem on it?
I didn't do the show for a reason, but Clem was doing his work. He does his show.
So Clem was on the show.
Yes.
Yikes.
Mm. He had a split screen. He was doing both things.
All right, so we'll leave that. We'll leave that in Clem's court, the most important game of the season, that he decided to watch a show on Make Believe Dragons. Could go down with Manzo being on a boat, but it is what it is. Clem chose
their show. Robbie and Clem are the Basin Boys. They review the show, and then I come on for Thrones. So I was like, I'm not doing that. Clem, Clem's got to keep up his shows and all that shit.
He's the captain of Titanic, getting on a lifeboat.
Yeah, where is Clem there? It is an interesting move by him, for such a big Mets fan. And again, I don't want to speak for him, to then just not pay attention to the most important game of the season. And an epic collapse with Scherzer and DeGrom getting fucking smoked and getting swept in L.A. And your boy, Uncle Stevie, as you call him, flying down there, big series. And in the end, I know it's a semantics game and you've been on one side of it, but I mean, Frank was right.
Pathetic, it sucks. They didn't even try. No heart. DeGrom, he's already in Atlanta. You're going to have Diaz gone. No Bassett next year. Everyone's leaving. They're not going to sign anyone. Billy Epler, you're a fucking horrible general manager. Darren Ruff is still going to be on his team next year. Darren fucking Ruff.
Yeah.
He was technically right.
By the book. I mean, not many teams blow a 10-game lead from June He said they would.
No, that's not the people who are trying to knock the Mets are not even good at it. 10 and a half games in May is not the story.
Well, no, it was June.
No, it wasn't. It was May.
Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't. It was June.
It was 10 and a half games in May. And
no,
then
June. It was 10 and a half in June. It was 10 and a half in June.
When the Braves went on, like, they won, like, 75% of their games.
10 and a half in June.
That's not the story, because when they went head-to-head with the Braves, they always beat them up until now. If you win 100 games and someone else in the division just also wins 100 games, like, that's not a collapse. That's just, like, there's two good teams in the division. With a collapse is that it was tied going into that series because, again, two teams just went, you know, in the division, both won the same amount of games, and you had your two and a half aces, you know, your two aces and then a 15-game winner, and you shit the bed. That's, you know, the story is that they had everything lined up perfectly and lost that series. Along the way, like the Braves having two bad months in the beginning of the season, the Mets losing against the Cubs earlier in the year, but the Braves lose against the Nats. Like, everybody had their miscues along the way. It all added up to one series. We said it for like months. We circled it on the calendar like 3 months ago, being like, it's going to come down to that series. And they didn't play. To me, like, every time the Mets had collapsed in the past, those were organizational failures where it's like, the reason we lost is because we didn't have good pitching because you're cheap. The reason we lost is because we don't have any other hitters because you refuse to go trade for this guy or get that guy. The Mets put together a fucking bomb-ass team. They overhauled everything. They got like three or four new people in the lineup for everyday play. They went and got the aces. It all lined up. The Braves beat them.
Is that a collapse?
I think that collapse has become like it's like been backwards. Like when they talk about 2007 collapse, I think that was more of a team that was like an 88 game winner that probably like shouldn't have even really been in the race in the first place. Whereas this is more of a collapse, but not in, it's kind of backwards. Like, I don't think this is like 2007 at all. People comparing it to 2007, it's crazy to me.
I do think that the Braves won the division. The Mets didn't lose it, because I do agree with Frank was right. But
definitely Frank was right.
If you win 100 games, you can't be like, oh, we got like, you know, we collapse doesn't feel.
But the 10 and a half game lead is a 10. I don't care how good the other team, 10 and a half games in June. It was June.
No, but that doesn't matter. Like when the Braves. No, it doesn't, because up until this series, the Mets beat the Braves every time, almost every time they went head to head. So they were beating them head to head. They were winning almost every single series they played all year long. They hit one like bad bump in the road in early September with the Cubs. But again, so did the Braves, where early on they didn't play well. They lost a couple games here and there that allowed it to be tied by the end. If you win like last year, did the Dodgers collapse last year when they didn't beat the Giants? Like, just because it was steady all along. Like, I guess the difference is they were steady all along.
You mean the Dodgers did beat the Giants, didn't they?
No, the Giants won that division.
Right, but then the Dodgers beat him in the playoffs. I mean, yeah.
Right, so like anytime, the difference is that the Dodgers and Giants just stayed neck and neck the whole year, whereas the Braves started out shitty, the Mets were good, but it all ends up evening out if you just have two historically good teams.
Like, well, if
105 and they win 106,
But if one team has, like, it still does matter. If one team has a big lead and then you do have to take this three-game situation – all of it together, it's like if somebody beats you and they run a great race, but you had a gigantic lead, that's still a collapse. You got to hold on for that one game.
No, but it would be like
I will say
it would be like this. It would be like if okay, if I was racing Usain Bolt, okay, and he like stumbles out of the gates really bad, but then goes on his fucking gold medal world record setting run. Like the Braves were winning. The Braves have been winning at like a 70. They're playing 750 ball for like 4 months. Guess what? You're not going to win the division if you play alongside a team who plays 720.
You absolutely could. You just needed one of your aces to act like an ace.
You're right. But that's what I mean. Like, that's where it comes down to that.
I would actually say it's more like this, Kevin. If using your race analogy.
Well, that was
you're racing Usain Bolt, you get off to a lead. It looks like you're going to beat him, which would be stunning, and you stumble at the end, and that stumble allows Usain Bolt to pass you, but you had him beat. And that, I would say, and that guy running that race is a guy who has been close to winning every, or never wins. It's like, oh, there he goes again. He's in position. He stumbled at the very end.
You're right. But then, but it would be like if both guys crossing the finish line were like, he sets the world record and I set the fucking, you
but
know.
But you stumbled. But yes. You had the world record in your haste. Now, it can change. The postseason's here.
If they win the wild card, like, well, if you win the wild card series and then you're complaining that, like, oh, well, we shouldn't be playing the Dodgers right now. It's like, I don't know. Shut the fuck
up.
Well,
no, changes. You said it was World Series at bust 1 point.
Yeah. What is it now? Yeah. I have a few questions. What is it now? What is it now?
What do you mean?
If you guys lose in the wild card game, are you going to be like, that was an abject failure of a season?
Yes.
In the wild card series. If you
and
lose
then
the division,
will you tip your cap and say Frank was right then?
Frank, I mean, listen, if Frank had said to me, like, we're going to lose at the very end, I'd be okay with it. If you cry wolf, like, you know, seven times and you're right on.
He's been right every time, basically.
Yeah, he's been right a lot.
I've been following him. So the question, I think, is fair. Will you ever give him his due? I'm ready to say if the Mets win the World Series, I'll say Frank was wrong.
Yeah.
But right now, you have to say Frank was right.
Right.
So, all right, I have a couple questions, Kevin. One, the Frank dynamic. Do you find yourself, because it, you know, reading your tweets, you're more optimistic than you've ever been in your entire life. Do you think Frank has kind of boxed you in a corner?
100%. He turned him into an optimist.
He did. He turned you into an optimist.
No, if anybody's in a mental corner, it's Frank Fleming, who knows that he needs the Mets to be bad to have any sort of a career.
No, Have you seen these
Frank,
videos?
Frank Fleming,
he's just
deep
struck.
Down. Frank Fleming, in places he doesn't talk about, loves when the New York
Kevin,
Mets.
I know love. You're. Listen, I like Clem. I'm on his trivia team. But one guy was dying watching the Mets last night, and one guy was watching Flying Dragons. Clem can't ever say anything.
By the way, the Frank's Twitter mentions are so fucking funny. The one guy who's like, Frank tweeted at Clem, he's like, how was Dragons tonight? And someone replied, Frank, I'm watching, and Daemon Targaryen just did the chop.
But the funniest thing today was we were doing the Mets pod and Frank bursts in the door of one of the little rooms.
I saw it, yeah.
And he's yelling about the Mets, and then all of a sudden it turns into yelling about the House of Dragons. He's like, and then they do the time hop and I don't even know what's going on in the show.
I mean Clem was watching, Clem had two.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones. I wasn't on the show. I could never have done both. Like, Clem was like, credit to me for even putting up with that show because I was dying on the inside. I couldn't do it, wouldn't do it.
You can't watch Game of Thrones and baseball. That's impossible. Game of Thrones is the hardest show to watch, period. I think Clem has to basically renounce his Mets hood, and I like him. But what he did, there's no excuse for
Frank,
that.
Frank has zero honor. I'll never.
He's right.
I mean, I'll never listen. You make a bet, you lose a bet, you own up on the bet. You don't get to.
No, he's right. He's right. They got nothing at the deadline, and again,
that's not what the bet was. The bet was that they could make moves, and they did. If the Mets' moves were nothing. Huh?
The moves were nothing.
Vogelback has become fat. He's no longer
good. But listen. Juan Soto hasn't been good for the Padres. Did they make a move at the deadline?
It's not about the Padres. It's about the Mets. And
I'm
it is
about the moves at the deadline. That was the
I
bet.
I have another question.
Dave, did they make a move at the deadline?
Kevin was Frank. Frank was right.
Dave, did they make a move at the deadline?
No, I don't count those as moves.
I have another question, Kevin.
Living in the fantasy world with the Dragons.
Who would you rather play, the Padres or what is it, the Padres, the Brewers? No.
No, the Phillies. That's interesting because it all depends on whether or not you believe in, like, regular season. Like, the Padres beat the shit out of us in the regular season, and we beat the fuck out of the Phillies. We owned them all year. But I think I'd rather face the Padres because the Phillies – no, I mean, the Mets just beat the shit out of them every time they played them, but the Phillies still scare me.
Okay.
Padres have the pitching, like when we played the Padres, they diced us up. I still think that they should beat either team. But
I have a question as well.
All right. You want to do your question or go ahead, Dave.
Will you tweet Frank was right if they lose the wild card?
No.
Well, what? That's
but how can you
so no matter what happens to the Mets, yeah, you'll no, never no give him what, his
once
due.
Once you've been wrong 55 times in a season, you don't get to be right.
He was right on the most important thing he said, and I was paying attention that the Mets would blow a double-digit lead in June, and they did.
He was right.
I will say that, yes. I will say that Frank was right about that. And I will also then go look at all the other times Frank was wrong, and we'll put those out there too.
But those are – he throws
out – No, those are all the time.
Sarcastic. Like yeah, he's joking.
Parody, parody.
But the one that was serious is we're going to lose to the Braves. The Braves are going to choke to the Braves. And I know you're in Clem's ear. And again, I don't want to be in contract negotiations with him being like, well, you can't even talk about the Mets anymore, and that's a big part. So he also, if they lose, should have to basically kneel at, in a made-up Game of Thrones analogy to Frank.
We want to find out if Frank Fleming is right or wrong about the Mets, and we will put out all the times he was right and all the times he was wrong.
I feel like you're going to take advantage of his sarcasm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sarcasm.
Yes. Yeah. He was joking.
We will put a little asterisk for all like the comedic genius of Frank Fleming.
And deep down, you think Frank wants the Mets to lose.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Here's another question.
I take offense to that.
Here's another question.
He doesn't have a career without it, so I definitely think he wants them to lose.
No, he wants them to win. That would be his career.
No, he doesn't. See, because I heard that all the time about me. And then it was like, no, as soon as we have a good organization and they're good, I want
Or somebody comes and takes your shtick.
You can have the shtick of being – yeah, go ahead. Take that shtick, bud.
He botched it up. But all right, so another question. Friday night is going to be game one of the wild card, correct? Hoboken, you, Frank, Clem, everyone? Maybe the Phillies fans?
So many, dude. There's so many people.
So I don't know. It's happening, right?
I think there will be a stream on Friday night.
I don't like how you said that.
There'll be a stream on Friday night.
Well, you have to do it with Frank and Clem, the two that you three have to be together for the Mets.
In Hoboken.
I don't know. There's a lot of people, I think.
What does that even mean? What is a lot of people?
A lot of seats. You know, we got the gambling cave. We got Hoboken. There's
No. You guys will have absolute preference.
You get whatever you want.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where the stream is, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
The stream's got to be in Hoboken. You got to be with Frank.
All the energy together in one boat rowing for the Mets.
No, I think it'll be... I think it'll be better to have like two streams in two different places or something.
No,
like that. Yeah, don't. No, I think it will be. No, but no, we'll do that. We'll put like all the negative guys together, all positive.
There's no negative. It's negative when they have to be negative.
No,
it's also not negative if you're right.
Correct.
Yeah, no, we'll split it up.
No way. The people need it. The people.
That's numbers.
Frank, the people love Frank. Let Frank gets the numbies.
No, you have to have a stream together. That's all anyone. I mean, look, I've been like so excited about playoff baseball pretty much because of the Mets and watching your guys.
Don't you have a Mets bet to win the World Series? Is that Whitney?
No, I have Subway Series bet. $5,000 to win 80 Yankees Mets World Series,
there's another pro Mets guy.
Yeah, I am. I'm pro Mets until I mean, I don't care.
That's what the people want. Frank is the Mets guy. Dan's the superstar. That'll be the stream.
No, stop it, Kevin. I don't like this. I don't like this.
People want Frank and
no, they don't. They want you, Clem.
We'll do a poll.
And then on one screen we can have like some sort of like sci-fi movie for Clem, like game of like I don't know, like what is the other one?
Ring or whatever.
Lord of the Rings for Clem. NFL moving on. A rare time we have Kevin with the winner with the Jets. Patriots lost, Bears lost.
Bears and Jets are both 2-2.
Yeah, Pats are 1-3. They're actually a very good 1-3 team, believe it or not. They are. I'm going to bet a shit ton on them when I get to Jersey this week to go win total over. The Patriots, they've lost at Green Bay with their third-string quarterback, the game they should have won that they absolutely coached like fucking pussies not letting a third string Zappy throw the ball at all. But we still 24-24. Lost to Baltimore, turnovers. Miami, big turnover. So their losses are legitimate. They've been in every game. They are actually built to make a run because they control the line of scrimmage. I was mad at the coaching, but the Patriots, they'll be all right. They'll be all right. Jersey Jerry, that was an all-time clip of Frank just in his ear, and he's in the Steelers being like, not today, Frank, not today. I didn't see, I've at internet, how bad were the pick and interception? He said only one was his fault.
One was a Hail Mary, I believe, but it was not crazy. He was the first quarterback ever to throw at least 13 passes and not have any of them hit the ground. So 10 for 13, three interceptions. It's crazy. Great job by Pickett. Dave's frozen.
Frozen pizza?
He's frozen. You have to do a stream with Frank.
How about I just love the fact that Dave can't go anywhere now.
Yeah.
That he's stuck down in Florida.
I want
something like historic, amazing for him to happen in any other state back here in New York, and he just can't do it.
Oh, if it's Mets Yankees World Series and he can't be part of it, he will lose it.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Now, do you see what I cut out there?
Yeah, we were talking about Pickett.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, I don't know why it's cutting out. It's not cutting out on my phone. I don't know what the hell's going on. Yes, he threw three ints. One was the Hail Mary.
But Jerry's now, he's in it because he's
Pickett's
his
guy.
His guy. They had a friendship. He showered at his house. So we'll see how it goes. Like, this is.
Wait, who showered at whose house?
Jerry showered at Kenny's house. That's what he says all the time when he's like, Kenny's a good friend of mine. I showered at his house.
What do you think of the Jets?
I mean, I've been so in baseball mode, I can't even really give you like a huge, I really haven't watched nearly as intently as I always do. I mean, Zach Wilson, I didn't think Zach Wilson was going to be back when they said he was back. I mean, he's done what he's done so far, is having like moments where he's like stepped up and made great throws and played well. They've got good youth. But I also see, like, you know, the Jets, until the baseball's over, I'm not even.
They're scrappy. They're frisky.
Yeah, like they're just so far. They're still so far along that it's like I'm not even gonna get worried about the Jets right now and what they can do this year.
The JJ Watt thing that happened yesterday. They tweeted, "I'm gonna beat people." The story had like some sort of heart arrhythmia or something. Did that actually get leaked before him, or it did? I don't know what it says about me. I was like, I don't think that was gonna get leaked. That seemed like a very JJ Watt tweet, even if nobody was on top of it.
Yeah, Jay Glazer reported it on the pregame show, like almost instantaneous as he was
speaking
it. Which I actually kind of like.
He who said it first?
JJ Watt said it right before Glazer could report it. Which I am actually like fine with. Is like, dude, like Jay Glazer, like if you had your heart shocked, and you probably don't want that reported from someone else besides you. You know what I mean? Like I think that's fine that JJ Watt was like, hey,
yeah. There's still a chance though Watt slipped him like $100, be like, hey, report this, like, so I can say it first. Because that is news that JJ Watt wants reported.
That is JJ Watt to it, like, to a T. It's serious, but he loves that.
Yeah. I don't think we Friday, obviously, the Tua injury was Thursday. His hands all curled. Of course, Stu Finer.
Oh, my right God. Out. Stu.
That was such vintage fucking Stu and putting that picture.
Didn't delete, didn't back down, just Stu through and through.
So the Dolphins have fired the neurologist. Roger Goodell, I believe, tweeted that they are going to change the concussion protocols or something. Like, what are we talking about? The thing that I asked, what are we talking about? They're already so far along in concussion protocols, what could they have possibly not already had in place to know that a guy who fell down in the week before had a serious concussion? He came back in that game, and then he gets crippled basically in the next. What can you think? I'm not a Tua guy, but like, what are you changing now? What wasn't already changed?
It's specifically the rule that if you show that you're wobbly in any way, you're out of the game, which I get, because the argument is that the concussion protocol and the tests, if you've had multiple concussions, you kind of know how to like beat the test because you can answer the questions a certain way and get back in the game because, you know, they're not doing like there's no like brain scan when they take you to the tent. It's just asking you questions, looking at your eyes, and then like, are you good to go? So essentially they're saying if you show that you're wobbly on the field, you're out no matter what.
That seems like that. And didn't they try to spin that as like before?
Yeah, I agree.
Didn't they spin it as like he said it wasn't my like I wasn't wobbly, it was my back that hurt, it wasn't my head. Like
are you watching the game?
It was so obvious.
Yeah, right. And I guess what happens if somebody is wobbly and not there, right? I don't know. I mean, it seems pretty black and white. Anybody who watched the original Tua injury knew what happened.
He didn't grab his back. He didn't grab his back, and he shook his head. It's like most. And I don't like playing
protocol.
Yeah,
it just needs to be enforced. Is all it is. Like the protocol is correct. You just have a whole bunch of people from coaches and doctors who probably don't get paid and don't give a fuck. Who are just like, you're good. The players don't want to come out. Coaches don't want you to come out. Everybody's trying to get around protocol. It's not that the protocol needs to really change. It's that people need to fucking follow it. But you have a whole system in place for money and wins and glory and all that shit that tells you to go back out there.
And it's all back to Roger. This I pose this, and people, obviously, I don't like the Yankees. I think Aaron Judge, if he doesn't break the record, that's a choke job.
Yeah.
Now, listen. What? The biggest one right now is Aaron Judge not breaking.
What's he had? I was trying to look up, get the stats. He's hit one home run in how many games now?
Like 2 weeks or a week and a half ago, he hit two, and then he was stuck on 60 for a while. The thing that sucks for me is, Dave, I released a bet in our sports book at All-Star Game. Aaron Judge hit 62 plus 500. So a lot of people bet it with me, and I feel bad because I want it to win for the people. I put money on it. I want the people to win. But God damn it, I've never had a bet that I've hated more just by like the fact that they're cutting in on these college football games. Like, just either hit it or don't, dude. I'm done with it.
The games that they're cutting into, like, would be fan bases that would never in a million fucking years give a shit about Aaron Judge having the seventh most home runs ever in a season. Like,
it's my dad is the protocol. I've always said this. He's like a closet Yankee fan. He just thinks everything matters in New York. Like he's trying to stay up to watch Aaron Judge, which I don't even get. Like, I don't care about the record, but that my dad's very certain. He won't stay up for basically anything. But if it's in New York, he thinks it's like important. So he is staying for the Aaron Judge. I do think I haven't done the stats, but he has to, like, if you look at his home runs in the last, since he's really gotten to tie,
he should have hit like 65 by
He's got to be on pace if you use that pace for like 8 home runs a season. No, I'm seeing a lot of people saying to him. No, but I'm watching and he is getting pitched to.
He had three strikeouts the other day.
Yeah, the Blue Jays.
You got Yankee fans and Yankee like analysts and broadcasters crying about
the Orioles
grooving meatballs to him. They're fucking competing.
No, listen, I said
the Orioles
I have,
pitched to him.
I have money invested in him hitting 62, and I hate him. Like, I hate the story. That's how bad it's gotten, where it's like, dude, just fucking do it or don't. Like, I'm done,
what's the fucking story? Like, are you guys of the belief that this is a record?
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, it's an American League record, right?
Who cares? Fuck about an American League record?
I don't care. I'm the one who brought it up.
Who cares?
Like, are we just pretending?
No, it's an American League Yankee. I don't give a fuck.
It's not that you're rooting for it. I think you and your dad are Aaron Judge fans.
I don't want to see it. I'm the one who says it's a choke job.
Well,
it's the biggest choke in New York baseball right now.
I cared in, like, July because it was – in the middle of the summer, it's fun to root for home run records. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, hey, let's get back to fucking, you know, the 90s. This would be sick. We'll, like, root for home runs. But now that it's October and he's not even close to Barry Bonds, and it's like, I thought he would hit it, like, you know, a month ago. Now it's just like, dude, I'm done with it.
Also very frustrating.
I heard on your show, Dave, I'm with you. I mean, something's going on with Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols.
100% they were cheating. 100%.
Yeah. Pujols is getting juice balls. He's getting juice balls. Yeah.
Like, you know, they've just been slipping. You know what is crazy? Up until, like, I don't even know if it's still – he's not, like, the most walked batter in baseball. That's fucking insane, by the way.
Oh, Aaron People Judge?
People were pitching to him all year long. Yeah. And I don't know if it's juice balls or what, but you don't just all of a sudden –
definitely. I mean, the Pujols, the Cardinal fans cheering for Pujols, just like McGwire, and then they're going to turn around and be like, wait, he was, of course he's cheating. He's 100 years old. He's hitting popcorn home runs.
Here's the stat, Kevin. Aaron Judge, this was in like last week. Aaron Judge was intentionally walked for the 18th time in the year. In 2004, which wasn't even Barry Bonds' 73 home runs. In 2004, Barry Bonds was intentionally walked 120 times.
I mean, 18 intentional walks for a guy who has 60 home runs? Like, crazy. What are you guys out there? So that's why it's extra funny that Yankee fans are now crying. It's like, he got a million at-bats that he never even should have had a fucking
They've been
chance.
Batting him first. They've been batting him first the last month.
Crazy.
I'll also tell you what was quite frustrating. I was watching, as I'm sure a lot of people were, the Arkansas-Alabama game. And they were cutting in to, I believe it was Arkansas, Alabama. Was that Sean?
No.
Who was doing?
Arkansas, Alabama was CBS.
Who was Sean?
Kentucky Ole Miss.
Kentucky Ole Miss. And why can't I think of his last name? Sean.
McDonough.
McDonough. They were cutting into to Judge's at bats. And when they were doing the double screen.
Yeah.
So you could still see Ole Miss Kentucky. Sean McDonough didn't know that.
Yeah.
So when they came back to full screen, he would describe what you missed, but we didn't miss it. It was infuriating me. It was screwing up a lot of things.
And someone put it perfectly. We just, like, honestly, we need to just, did we lose Dave again? Jesus Christ.
This is going to be, he said he wants to do rundowns every Monday. It's, I don't know if that's going to be a thing.
He's back.
It's so frustrating. I don't know what that's doing. Dave. I don't know why that's doing that, but it's driving me fucking nuts. It's not Daniela's fault, but I'm mad at her. I'm mad at Austin. I'm mad at everybody. Why is that doing that? Why am I the one fucking trying to figure out this? Paul Golzinski is sitting a football field away in his fucking loose-fitting boxer shorts, chewing gum so fucking loudly.
He's loose boxers? Finger.
Yes,
it's always been a boxer guy. He rides for boxers.
Loose boxers. Loose boxers. Disgusting.
But Dave,
what?
Someone had a perfect. Whoa.
Well, it's frustrating.
What? Someone said it perfectly.
I spiked my pen. Not on purpose. We won't have it, but when that went out, I just spiked it. It's like so fucking frustrating.
on like a Thursday night when the World Series is airing, they should cut into like a random Louisville UCF game. Just being like, hey,
see how you like that. Yeah. Speaking of loose boxers and disgusting, AB went in the news. He was in a pool in Dubai. He like spiked a woman. It's not funny, but he body slammed a woman into the pool. Took his dick out, and I don't know. People, there is an element of just like, and then he went on a tweet storm, put a picture of him and Giselle hugging. I don't know what that meant. Can't you get, like, arrested for this?
Dude, and then to go on Twitter and be like, I can expose the D, like, sign me up because I can expose D.
Yeah.
If you ask your fucking dick, he doesn't give a fuck. And people blaming that on CTE, could suck a dick. Like,
why? That could be CTE, no?
It could be, but it messes with your brain, but that guy's also a fucking asshole.
Well, he has definitely been different ever since Vontaze Burfict in that game, like, knocked him out. But
there's plenty of people who have CTE who don't, like, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Women and show them their dick.
No, it was a crazy video. Like, what the fuck is this guy?
The spike was crazy.
Crazy.
Because
crazy.
That wasn't, like, that wasn't, at first, you couldn't tell if they were, like, canoodling because it didn't look like shit. But then you see the spike. That was like he That was against her will. He like picked her up and fucking spiked her.
Yeah, and people were like, "Oh, she's smiling." It's like, no. She's like, "I'm so uncomfortable. I like my only reflex right now is to like smile and hope I."
And then,
get the fuck
and then
away
got away like as soon as she could.
Right.
Back, you know.
And the Giselle meme, like, isn't Tom Brady the last guy on Earth who like had his back? That's a weird. That's a weird thing to do.
He's gone back and forth. He always does that. He did that when he was the Patriots. College football, Dan, your coach is fired. You guys are disgraced. Michigan, top five in the country, looking like they're going to make a run at a national championship. Georgia, I put $100,000 on to win the championship. They almost lost at Missouri. They haven't looked good the last 2 weeks. Hopefully that's a wake-up call. Ole Miss, we had a frat fight. I don't know if you saw that. The only thing missing was Mincy trying to break it up in the middle. Alabama, I put the play, I lost my biggest bet, basically. Some fucking jackass couldn't get a first down. Literally could have fallen down and got it. And that's what I got for college football, if anybody wants to chime in with anything.
I'm happy that Wisconsin did that. It's shocking. I don't know if you guys saw my my tweet earlier today, but if you didn't, little trivia, when was the last time Wisconsin fired a basketball or football coach?
Well, they...
1995,
Stan Van Gundy.
Wow.
Stan Van Gundy was the coach of Wisconsin basketball?
Yep.
So what was the guy with the scandal? He was just not renewed?
Bo Ryan just retired in the middle of the season. Yeah. And Gary Anderson left after 2 years. Brett Bielema left. It's but it's crazy. They don't fire guys. They don't fire guys. They don't fire guys in the middle of the season. I'm happy they did it, though, because this team, like, we've been – good.
You're really glossing over that Bo Ryan.
Well, he retired.
Retirement in the middle of
he was old. He wanted to retire. He
in the middle of the season.
It was before conference play, Dave. He wanted to retire. Let the man retire. Someday you're gonna retire.
I won't retire in the middle of the season like that. And by the way, out in Florida, I've been working twice and people I'm still seeing on the show. The internet is fucking me.
What was that sentence?
I was that. You sound like fucking Frank.
That was a Frank Mincy collab, right?
Yeah,
there.
I'm dealing with no internet. Good luck trying with no internet.
I'm happy that he got fired. It's very out of, 1995 is crazy. Like, it's been that long. But Wisconsin has been good to very good for 25 plus years. So it's unacceptable how they're playing right now. Fired him. Let Jim Leonard, my favorite Badger of all time, get in there. I do have one thing on Mincy. He texted me very Mincy. I haven't texted with him for a couple weeks. Texted me on Saturday at noon and just said, "Nuts in the front row of student section. This is going to be freaking great." That was it. I didn't ask. He just texted me that. And it was freaking great. Looked like he had a great time. Looked like he had a ball. And
what about when he was on stage with Brianna Chicken Fry? You see that tweet?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see that, Dave?
All those girls in his presence. It was amazing.
I saw a tweet like all girls going crazy for Mincy.
Yeah, they are. And then the last thing, that Mizzou Georgia thing was almost a catastrophe for me. A total catastrophe.
Yeah, you had the open bar for 2 hours.
Kevin, did you see that?
What happened?
So Chase Daniel, who went to Mizzou, quarterback in the NFL, tweeted, it was like probably 10 a.m. on Saturday. He's like, if Mizzou beats Georgia tonight, Georgia was 29-point favorites. He's like, if Mizzou beats Georgia tonight, I'm going to pay for 2 hours open bar at like this famous Mizzou bar. And so I was like, oh. Like, I can get everyone to fucking pat me on the back. They're never going to win. I wrote, I'll double it. Fucking Mizzou was winning like 58 minutes of the game.
The entire game.
I got Chase Daniel's number because I was like, dude, how am I going to, like, what are we going to do here? He's like, I don't know. I never thought this would happen. I ended up sending, because they lost and I felt bad. So I sent $2,000 to the bar and they did an open bar for $2,000. It lasted 10 minutes. So if I had done 2 hours, it would have been like, it would have cost me like $25,000.
Minimum, off of, more than that.
Just off a joke tweet.
Yeah.
I was just looking for people to be like, oh, that's so nice of you. Georgia kicks the shit out of Mizzou and I don't even have to worry about it. So I was just sitting on my couch on Saturday night, be like, what have I done?
There's a big fish scandal. I don't know if you guys saw this walleye. So it's a walleye scandal. A guy who's been running through the walleye fish competition and fish circuit winning, I don't know how much money, I think hundreds of thousands of dollars, boats, everything. He has been lining his fish with like lead. And they showed the clip. They're taking these lead balls out of the fish. People going nuts. They're calling them. They want to call 911. They want to call the police. The guy who got accused of it didn't say much. You're caught red-handed. He's just sitting there. He doesn't leave. I do think he should go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I mean, they're really – I know last year's tournament, there was $500,000 in total prizes, and they got accused of it then. It's a duo, and they failed a polygraph and everything, but, like, their lawyers somehow got them off the hook. I mean, that's like – isn't that like grand larceny or something if you're stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from people?
I don't think they should go to jail. I think they should do – you should make those two guys get in a pond, and they can't get out till they bite on a fucking fishing hook and they reel them in.
I thought you were going to say something. I was going a different way. They should get in a pond. You load them with the lead and see if they can swim.
I like that too.
Yeah, like how like barrels and jaws. Like, all right, you think they're fair? You open your mouth. We're going to fill you with lead. You got to swim to shore.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad punishment.
Let the guys harpoon them.
There was the chess scandal and the fishing scandal and the poker scandal. Three unbelievable cheating scandals in all the fringe sports.
Well, the poker one I've seen back and forth. I don't understand what's going on in there. I understand it. I watch. Why can't the lady just be like, I made a call. I thought you were.
Well, because, yes, she should have. But I guess it was so far-fetched. And then she offered to pay the money back.
That is strange.
That's
weird. Don't do that. She was like, oh, I just wanted it to, like, the man to stop throwing a temper tantrum. I wanted it to go away. And it's like, you don't give somebody, you know, 100 and 300 grand or whatever it was back if you didn't cheat.
Speaking of cheating, Kim K, the SEC has fined her, or I don't know what they did. They sued her, whatever. They came to a settlement. So she was touting a crypto. Ether Max, I think was the name of it. She put one post on Instagram. Turns out she's paid 250 grand for it. Didn't say it. She had to pay $1 million and the 250. Gary Gensler, who's like the chairman of the SEC, like singled her out. He's like a pretty like powerful guy. It's like Kim Kardashian just got fined $1 million. Now, I think you should. If you recall, got sued by SafeMoon for like basically the same thing. I have been dropped from the lawsuit because I never took money. I was just picked a fucking terrible fucking crypto and lost all my money. But what's $1 million to Kim K?
Nothing.
A nickel? Nothing. A nickel?
Nothing. Nothing.
But also, you can't. Like, I saw the post was just like, my friends over at Ethereum Max, like, just burned off like $4 trillion worth of coins. Like, check it out. Isn't that like.
You have to say that you got paid.
You got to say you get paid.
Okay. So, like, you had the hashtag ad or something like that?
Yeah. And this is going on a lot. Like, the people was named in mine. Jake Paul was named in it. I forget. There were a bunch of people, and I don't know any of their stories. But if you talk about a stock, a coin, and you don't say that you were paid, like, that was huge with crypto. But a lot of influencers were getting free crypto or paid to do it.
But if she just said, I'm buying Ethereum, it would be the same thing as you saying, I bought SafeMoon, right?
No.
Why not?
She got paid $250,000.
Okay. Right. But that's what I mean. But if she didn't – forget about that. If she just went on her Instagram and said, I'm buying Ethereum, then it's
like – she never got paid for it, yes, she could do that. She couldn't do that and then sell it 5 seconds later. You can be like, I'm buying Ethereum, which, fine, you can say that. People buy it because you said it and then turn around and like sell it. That would also be illegal from my understanding.
But that sucks though. That part sucks where it's just like, I can move the markets, I can't capitalize on that.
Well, yeah, because that you're like, that should not be legal. You should not be able to be like, hey, I'm buying it because people, you're smart. I should buy it or whatever. And then you dump it's you can't dump it. So, Sean Avery, and this is what? Good once every, like, year, Sean Avery getting into a fight with somebody. It was a parking spot. Sean Avery's a piece of shit, it appears. I know he's, like, business guy. I will say, it appeared as though he had a legitimate gripe. It looked like somebody boxed him in with the car that you can barely get out of the driveway. So I can see him being mad. But the way he goes, I don't know if he does it on purpose. It wasn't him the one filming. A lot of times it is him filming, but he's just kind of like a cantankerous guy. I think even he'd be like, yeah, I am a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He knows.
He does those videos all the time where he, like, I think he lives in L.A. now, but when he lived in New York, he would just go up to people who like put their bikes in front of like storefronts, like delivery drivers and stuff, yell at them. Yeah. So he likes the action. I like watching those videos. I love any video where there's a confrontation.
What? Well, yeah, I mean, Sean Avery's a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, huge on like suburban parking. There's, you know, it's war out there. I don't know what the circumstances were, but like, I don't care if you're young, you're old, you're a hockey player, a regular person. Like, you fuck around and do some dumb shit when you're parking, you're a fucking asshole. Go to war. I just don't know who.
It appeared as though he was house sitting for somebody, and these teenagers parked a car that made it difficult for Avery to leave his driveway. And then it escalated, and the kids were kind of like, why don't you just ask like a normal human?
Right.
Like he went pretty,
guns
pretty
blazing.
He said it was 2 weeks. He also did get fucking, the kids made a big thing. Even I know this, but he's like, you guys are never going to get laid wearing clothes like that. The kid's like, this is a Chrome's Heart t-shirt, which I think is pretty like in style brand. So that kind of, he lost a little bit there. Right? What?
He's supposed to be like a fashion guy, right?
Yeah, he was wearing a very tight t-shirt. He didn't look great. Zuckerberg and his wife at the Apex for a UFC fight. I don't know what's going on there with Zuck. His wife was like, couldn't even watch a punch. Like
they
every
MMA people. Yeah.
What's that?
They do not strike me as combat sports people.
But he is trying to learn how to be like an MMA guy. Oh, right, fighting and doing all the things, which I don't like because I was trash Zuck. I hate Zuck. I hate when other people look like Zuck. But he could probably now kill me if he's learning how to do like MMA stuff. So that sucks.
It's got to be cool to be that rich to just be like, I want to – like, remember when he did the
he'd only eat
– Yeah, he killed. Yeah.
Yeah, he had like a farm in his back and he like ripped the head off a rooster and that's how he'd eat.
That's what I don't understand about a guy like that. Like, you're so rich, dude. You're clearly bored. Buy a sports team or gamble. I don't know. Like, that would be way more fun.
But he's not a normal dude. He never has been.
No, I know. I'm just saying he's clearly bored. Like, if you do have this many hobbies, you're bored.
Last one that I got on the list here, and we had him on. I had him on BFF. I think maybe it was on your show, the Billy on the Street guy.
Yeah, Billy Eichner.
Yeah, so his movie has tanked, bros. Great reviews, but horrible at the box office. And he has blamed it on America not liking gay people. And he basically said something to the effect, if you're not like a homophobe, you have to go see the movie. He's getting fucking roasted for that. And I will say there's other gay movies that have done pretty well at the box office. So you don't like Brokeback Mountain, I think, did good. And there was other.
This was a thing where all the actors were gay, right? It was like so it's, you know, that movie was like about a gay storyline. This was like the movie itself, the actors, the production, like when the whole story around it, like I don't even know what the movie was about. I just know that it's the gay movie.
Yeah, but like I don't know. I didn't know that was the case till he was on the show. He blamed like people in middle America basically being like, they hate gays, they didn't see the movie.
Honestly, like, you're not wrong. Like, those two things are probably...
No, like, see, I disagree, because I think the gay... like, someone in middle America, if that's your argument, they're not going to Brokeback Mountain. It doesn't matter if gay actors are not gay actors. Well, then how did they do good ratings?
Right.
And also, aren't people just not going to movies anymore?
Yes.
That's really what it is, right? Because, like,
although,
I want to see this movie, but I didn't have the time to go to the movies.
I when I was relegated to New Jersey because I can't step foot in New York, I told you, like, I got nothing to do. I was planning to go to 5 movies in one day.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing pizza instead. But at night, I was going to go to the movie and see, what's it, Woman King? It was sold out. And
oh,
I was
really?
Two hours.
I think people are back enough that, like, boys made, or the bros made, like, $4 million. Yeah, that's low, man.
I mean, it's not a COVID thing. It's more like a streaming thing. Streaming has killed movies, like where it's like on a Friday night.
But there's other movies. I mean, you know, Top Gun.
Top Gun was the biggest.
Yeah, Top Gun was big.
So I guess I don't buy it. People may just not be interested in this movie, and he's using. I don't buy that. Again, if gay movies in the past have had big numbers, yeah. You can't. A middle American person has not been like, I'll go watch a movie about gays. But I'm not going to go to one that features gays. That doesn't fly. So, interesting. That's it. Do we have anything post-show? I'm going to start doing the Mondays. By the way, I always intended on doing the Mondays. John Rich just cut me out of the Mondays.
Yeah, I mean, so I can do Mondays.
I'm back to doing Mondays.
Frank was right.
Works.
Frank was right.
Frank was definitely right. Frank,
you have to stream with him, Kevin, just at least for game one on Friday. Yes. Okay. Please. Please. The people want it.
Well, Dan, we're doing Rutgers game show. Is anyone going to be there? Barstool College Game Day show is doing Rutgers, Nebraska, one of the worst games to ever get a game day show in the history of. By the way, quick shout out, those scumbags at Ohio State running a fake punt against Rutgers, and Shiano put the card. Absolute classless fat guy behavior.
Did you see Shiano when he was pointing at Ryan Day?
That's like Italian, a hex, right?
Yeah.
The Italian hex.
Yeah, people will be there. I think people will be there. I mean, TJ's entire reputation as a human being, his entire family's reputation is on the line. They did I made a video. They tweeted it out from the Rutgers football account. They heavily edited, I'll say. I did a whole hype video where I was like, they're kidnapping me and making me go to Piscataway on a Friday night. The video came out. None of that was in. But, yeah, I mean, New Jersey's got a hotbed of stoolies. The game – like, we are the game, kind of.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're talking about Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so we'll be
in
there.
College football show. Yeah, no, you get to see the whole college football show. So we'll do all Saturday's right. picks, everything. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And then
– hey, Dave, you can go to other states, just not New York?
Correct.
Got it.
So what I didn't learn, or I mismanaged. This is the first year of them doing this tax thing, and I wasn't – totally, I guess, paying attention. I was loosey-goosey with the days. So because I was like, well, I'm doing 8 months in Florida, four in New York, so this isn't even going to be close. I travel so much for Barstool that I was away a ton in Florida.
Oh, and so, not that you were in New York, just that you're not in Florida.
So, but when I came to New York for Montauk in the summer, I didn't leave much. I was just sitting there while during the rest of the year, I'm traveling all the time for work. Summer, I kind of stay there. So I got a thing. I have my little tracker, and it's like I'm 124 days to like 111 at this point, New York ahead of Florida. I have to beat New York by 30 days, which I can do. But if you step foot in New York for 1 second, it's a day. So
I hope you choke. You had a 10.5 game lead, man.
No. That would be New York's choking. They got the lead, and I'm coming on their ass. Fuck.
He's frozen again.
He's frozen. I hope you lose all your money. Wait. Good one now.
What is that? Why does that do that for 1 second?
Some things will never change, man.
What?
That's all very frustrating. Can't buy you internet.
Kevin, did you see Dave not know that there was headphones and a mic on?
That's not that crazy.
Yes, it is.
Crazy.
I thought it was a volume control for when you listen.
It
to
has
music.
A microphone on it.
That would be crazy in like 2014 or something, bro.
Listen, it wasn't that fucking crazy. And I had one other thing to say, and I don't remember. Oh, quick update in that fantasy football league, 4-0.
Whoa.
I'm pretty Stephen Che.
Who's Stephen Che? Fuck Stephen Che. The Bucks stink.
I love them last night. They couldn't
stop.
I did
stop too, Dave.
Dick. Their defense, I proclaim them. By the way, I've been saying this. I'm going to say this on behalf of Deion Sanders because I'm not on the Pro Football Show. He's not going to Georgia Tech.
No, he's going to Wisconsin.
Yeah, right. He fucking freeze to death. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Let's run it down.